After a season cut short and moved online by COVID-19, City Park Jazz returns to the great outdoors for its 35th season. City Park Jazz is a celebration of community that began in 1986. And I had an opportunity to talk to the music director and president of the board of directors, Andy Burkaw, about this year's season. I can't tell you how happy I am that City Park Jazz is back in the park.
We're just so excited.
And it's the 35th season, right?
This is the 35th year. Can you believe it?
Tell me about the lineup for this year.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've got an awesome lineup, and it's actually almost identical to last year's lineup since we had to cancel the season. Usually we're a 10-week series. We're actually doing 9. We are starting June 13th, and we've got the Burrows out of Greeley, Colorado, and they are a awesome kind of a jazz funk kind of pop band. We're super excited for the Burrows. We've got Chris Daniels this season with Freddie Gowdy. He's kind of a regular at the festival, as you know. We've got Such, and she's an incredible R&B singer. On Father's Day, we're doing the Brass Band Extravaganza. That's where we extend the schedule by an hour. So instead of 6 to 8, it's 5 to 8 p.m. Oh, for the Brass Band, we've got Tivoli Club Brass Band, O-Tone, and Gorilla Fanfare. And they're all awesome. That is a massive, massive party. This will be our second year doing that. Super excited about that as well. Cast Iron Queens are playing this year. That's Erica Brown's band. We're excited to see what she's going to bring to the table. Colorado favorite Nelson Rangel. Very excited to have him back.
And then on July 25th, the Chapultepec All-Stars. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. I'm so excited about that. Tony Black is taken on the daunting task of putting together a group of legends, you know, Colorado jazz legends and folks that have been playing at El Chapultepec throughout all the years. You know, Freddie Rodriguez will be there, and he'll be paying tribute to Freddie Sr., who we tragically lost this last year. And that is just going to be an awesome celebration. And we hear that the mayor is going to show up for that. So we'll see if he does that, because we have been wanting to do this Denver Jazz Heritage Day. And we filled out a proclamation request, sent it into the mayor's office, and they were very excited about it. So maybe we'll have a Jazz Heritage Day every year on July 25th moving forward. Annie Booth is playing as well with her big band. I just love Annie. She's super incredible. So blessed to have her. Pernell Steen and then Le Jazz Machine. He'll be there on July 4th.
What will be the protocol for those of us attending City Park Jazz this summer?
This is a tough thing to do because, as you know, City Park Jazz is open to everybody. It's free. We don't do tickets. There's no fences. There's nothing saying only a certain amount of people can come in. So whoever shows up any given Sunday, well, traditionally, they're just always welcome. So we're really hedging our bets and hoping on the fact that they will, you know, by that time, and we've gotten pretty good word that that will happen, that social distancing will be chilled out a little bit and we will be allowed large crowds. Now, of course, we will encourage social distancing. We'll encourage folks to wear their masks and just to take, you know, all the good adult precautions that we take. I think people are being safe. Lots of people are getting vaccinated. Hopefully numbers are going down. People just want to get together with their neighbors and friends. So I just hope that we're able to do this right. Now, there's no guarantees. We had to really pull things together last minute. Usually, as you know, Susan, we've got this thing kind of wrapped up early in the year. And this year, we kind of very quickly whipped this together about 2 weeks ago, you know, once we were approved the permits and we got things in motion and, you know, just hoping for a great season. Now, you know, again, no guarantees. They could shut it down. They could say, this is just not going to work. But we're not going to think about that. We're just going to think about an awesome jazz series this summer at City Park.
Will the food trucks be there and the bike corral?
Yes. We will have the food trucks there, which is awesome. That is a big way City Park makes money, too. We are funded by the crowd throwing money in those buckets. We make a couple bucks on the food trucks. We get grants and some sponsorships and things like that. You know, I wanted to throw out there, we are always looking for volunteers. And this year especially, we really need volunteers. We need help. So if anyone is interested in getting involved with City Park Jazz, we would love to have you. And you can just head to our website, cityparkjazz.org, and shoot us a message, and we would be glad to chat with you.
And also, I see that you have a new t-shirt design, and the t-shirts are available for a pre-order on the website. Once again, cityparkjazz.org.
Dave Flomberg, our very own, came up with that design, and it's super awesome. I hope we sell a ton of them. I can't wait to put one on. We got to get one in your hands too, Susan. I just love KUVO, and I say it to everybody. I always say it on the mic at the festival. And I just really appreciate, Susan, your support and everybody at KUVO for being part of City Park Jazz, and all the great listeners and everyone who supports the station and the festival. And I just hope to see so many of you at the park this season. We'll be safe, and we'll get back together and listen to some music and be something we've been waiting to do for a very, very long time.
We're all excited about this summer's City Park Jazz lineup. And you can join us. Come on out. Stop by the KUVO booth and say hello. For more information, you can go to kuvo.org or check out cityparkjazz.org.